Hey. Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we take poorly rated movies and we ask the question, is this bad film good? My name is Declan. It's weird. I normally have the thing like in front of me and I just read it and like doing it riffing off the top of my head. It's not like a big thing and I've done it so many times, but my brain was like, where are the words? You don't have the words. What do the words say?
And I made it.
Anyway. you check we're on the right mic, by the way. Just checking. I don't have the, again, I'm all out of sorts. I don't have the control of the mic and the thing. Aiden and I are recording together again in good old Leamington, where we'll probably get some
we established just you farting.
Did we? When did we establish that? Oh, no, in the episode. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant, like, in our real lives.
In real life, yeah.
When the car goes past and you're like, this is you farting.
And then I laughed to myself and you're like, oh, no.
I'm like, what? No, it's a car.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it driving. Don't get the joke.
Right, dickhead, look at him. Anyway, this week, we will be following on from last week, big surprise, but in more ways than one, because we are looking at Garfield 2.
Wow.
A Tale of Two Kitties?
It's just Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Oh, yeah. Do they do the thing where it's like Garfield, A Tale of Two, and then the two is like a big two?
I have no idea.
So it's like Garfield, A Tale. Well, no, but it does work. It's not like Madagascar.
No. They didn't
to Escape Africa, Escape to Africa, whatever it is.
Madagascar 2, Escape to Africa 2.
Yeah.
No, they didn't do that.
All right. Well, good on them. But yeah, before we get into it, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is shrekking this week? Or should I say, I'm trying to think of the way to integrate it into the
driver.
Just
do it,
like, Curry. Like, it's just the yeah. Oh, yeah, no, Tim Curry, like...
What a shrekking this week.
You dirty slant.
So this is an episode for sequels, for returns.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, what better article to read than an article from the Metro that says... Al Pacino's famously unexpected Shrek phone case returns, and he finally confirms its origin. Now, wait. I don't know if you remember, like, a good few episodes, like...
This must have been a while back.
A while back, yeah. There was, like, a picture going around online, or it went viral, of, like, Al Pacino at dinner with Jason Momoa and, like... a whole bunch of famous people.
Right.
And everyone was losing their mind because in front of Al Pacino, there was a phone with plug-in earphones, and it had a Shrek phone case. And everyone was losing their mind.
Right.
And so, I'll read the article, why that's relevant.
Because I'm sure they'll give us the entire lowdown of all the previous history of the... And probably who Al Pacino is, what films he's been in.
Yeah. Hollywood icon Al Pacino has trotted out his internet-breaking Shrek phone case once more.
Trotted?
Yeah, I don't know. And the big mystery about it has been dispelled. The 83-year-old Oscar winner, had fans rubbing their eyes in disbelief last year.
Rubbing their eyes and their cocks.
Yeah. Al Pacino!
He's got a Shrek case!
No.
We'll be playing Kingdom Hearts, so that must happen.
They've been rubbing themselves off. Rubbing himself off. Right.
And fans were rubbing their cocks in disbelief at Al Pacino rubbing his
cock. How do you rub your cock in disbelief? Like, I can't believe it.
um, But yeah, thanks to a casual dinner hangout he enjoyed with Aquaman star Jason Momoa alongside director Julian Schnapp. It doesn't matter.
he's just Julian.
Yeah, Julian. You know Julian, down the pub.
Yeah.
It was on this fateful night back in April 2022.
Oh, so long ago.
And I feel
ago.
Like we did it when it came out because it was probably hot off the press.
Yeah.
So Jason Momoa shared a snap with some tagline and people, yeah, we know, we get it. You just said what happened.
You just anyway. Told us. You Eagle literally
fans
just
were
told.
Quick to notice the black and green phone case. And it had sugar in it. Oh my God. So Al Pacino has a Shrek phone case. One more reason as to why he's a legend, one wrote at the time. Another simply wrote,
oh my God,
bless
they, they're putting the fucking comments in
yes.
there.
Now, right, this is the juice. Yeah?
This is the bit I want to hear.
Right. Now, said phone case has made another appearance, and
oh,
we,
shit.
And Pacino, can indeed confirm that it is undeniably a case covered in a repeating Shrek pattern. So, like, the first photo... It's kind of hard to see. It's probably Shrek.
Right.
This photo, there's a close-up.
Yeah.
It's Shrek.
Let me see. We can do this now. It's in person.
That's him holding the phone.
Oh, shit!
Which is also... It's also hilarious. He's still got the plug-in ear...
He just doesn't take him out.
He just doesn't take him out.
It's part of the phone. It's actually one, like... it's like an all-in-one phone. It came as a cheap kind of Shrek deal.
I mean, there's a picture of it, like, on the table, and it's just, like, a ball of mess just connected to his phone. Take him out, Al Pacino!
Yeah. Wireless is a thing now, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing Dunkachino. Maybe he can't afford it. the star was photographed at a London hotel on Sunday, where he was holding a private meet and greet for 20 paying fans... held by the Experience with Events company. Why? Like, what the fuck? Anyway, Pacino was interviewed in front of an intimate crowd wearing a blah, 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 blah.
Intimate crowd.
They were
rubbing themselves up. Yeah.
on the table, he was sat at rest... why do we need to know... This is such fucking bullshit. At the table, he was sat at rested a pair of glasses... a glass of water, and, sure enough, his phone in its much-talked-about case, complete with white Apple earpods.
Jesus, trying to really hit the essay.
Yeah. Right, so this is the juice, and why this links back to the first article. Because, perhaps most crucially at this stage, though, the phone case was mentioned and confirmed to be... a Shrek 1, to be a Shrek 1,
right.
With Al Pacino also revealing it was a gift from his daughter, so there we have it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how much you remember of the first article.
Absolutely nothing.
I'm pretty certain they confirmed it was a gift from his daughter
in the first article.
So I was like... I was reading this yesterday when I found the article.
They were like, hot news. It was a gift from his daughter. Yeah. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
You told me.
Yeah, because it was like, he finally confirms its origin. And I was like, oh, shit, is it going to be a story of, like, when his daughter bought him the phone case and it was a funny joke?
An actual story, like, about the event. Yeah.
And she bought it for me as a... something called a meme. I'm Al Pacino. I'm stroking my cock. I don't really get memes, but it was funny, and I've kept it ever since. But no, it's just from his daughter.
It
Amazing.
Was, yeah, right, yeah.
So yeah, that's what's striking in the news this week.
I tell you what, if I had a famous parent, I would definitely be like, "You have to. I've bought this for you. You have to walk around with this phone case."
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that everybody goes nuts about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably it. Like, why else would she have bought him a
just
Shrek?
Just to be like, be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, as we said up top, if the Shrekking is all but done.
Done, baby. Dunkachino.
Dunkachino. Fucking stupid. So this week we're going to be looking at Garfield. I'm still going to call it Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties 2. Which
Escape
we watched
from Africa.
Garfield Escape from Africa with two kitties in the back.
And Tim Curry's there.
And Tim Curry's just there. He's the one flying the plane.
Yeah. Not the cat Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Actual real life Tim Curry.
Yeah.
I'll get you out of Africa. Get on the plane, you bitches.
But we watched it on, where was it? Like, was it Disney Plus?
Disney Plus, yeah.
Which described it, as always in very Disney Plus succinct fashion, as being, Garfield is adopted by a greedy lord with nefarious plans to open up his estate as a hunting ground.
Wait, what? It's not a hunting ground.
That's the thing. So, obviously we'll get into it later, but at no point does he ever say it's going to be a hunting ground.
No, it's going to be a housing estate.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it was going to be like a, yeah, like a big kind of
complex.
Complex and stuff.
Apartments.
I mean, yeah, he was like, fuck the animals. But he wasn't like, I'm going to turn this into a live hunting ground.
Yeah.
So weird. But yeah, so before we get into that, you got some little spicy details for me?
It was made in 2006, directed by Tim Hill, different director. Maybe the first one was like, no.
First one was like, I cannot recreate the perfect movie. It can't be done.
Or more likely, it was like, I'm not working with fucking Bill Murray again. You got Tim Curry now as well, Jesus.
Bill Murray, Tim Curry.
The dynamic duo.
Yeah.
It stars Breckin Meyer, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Billy Connolly, Bill Murray, Steve Buscemi, Bill Murray again, because I've read it twice.
Nice. Well, it is a tale of two kitties.
Bill Murray and Tim Curry.
Right.
Bob Hoskins, Reese Ifans, and Vinny Jones.
I knew that Vinny Jones was the dog, right?
The stupid dog,
I knew that was Vinny Jones.
And Bob Hoskins was the bulldog.
Right.
Which is mad. Anyway, it had a budget of $60 million, and it made...
60? I guess the animation.
Yeah, yeah. But it made over $143 million, which isn't terrible.
Yeah, it's not
bad. So I'm like, hey, Garfield.
People are fine with it.
Yeah, yeah.
People just like it.
Yeah.
It's just good.
It's got 5 out of 10 on IMDb, 12% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 37 Metacritic's liked it. But let's get in.
So, general point about that, though. Like, 12% Rotten Tomatoes. Thing is, like, I do wonder how they kind of... Because it's adults that review this shit, right? And they're like, oh, it's 12%. Show that fucking film to your kids. And they'll love it.
Yeah.
Like, as long as the film doesn't have anything abhorrently fucking racist in it or something. You know what I mean? Like, as long as it's not... Because kids will love lots of, you know, even if they don't realise, you know, that it has...
I mean,
that it has Chevy Chase in it, but...
kids love... Yeah, kids love Zoom. And
yeah.
I loved Zoom.
Yeah. Until I took that from you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just find it weird because I'm like, why 12%? Like, we'll get into... In general,
spoilers. It's not like groundbreaking, but 12%. I mean, even like I would say, even 5 out of 10 on IMDb. Like,
yeah,
why?
It's a movie.
Yeah,
it goes how you think it will. It's just
children.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it's just Garfield being funny and doing a thing.
Yeah. It's just Bill Murray as Garfield singing various pop songs from the early 2000s.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, yeah. But let's get into it.
Yeah.
First off, right off the bat, I completely forgot that Tim Curry was in this.
Oh, yes.
Which was hilarious for me because I've just come off of the back of a weekend of a massive fucking window. Where my brother's come down.
Yeah.
He loves Tim Curry. And he's brought to light how fucking hilarious Tim Curry is to me. Like, literally, he's still... Oh, I think he's gone home now. We've been... Tim Curry's been at my house.
Yeah.
We're like, please leave. He's like, no, I live here now.
Yeah.
I've been spending a whole weekend doing Tim Curry impressions.
Yeah.
Then I leave. I'm like, goodbye, my brother.
who's also called Declan.
It's just me, guys. It's just me.
I'm like, goodbye, see you soon. Had fun doing all the Tim Curry. Come here. We're like, Garfield 2. And then Tim Curry just pops out of the screen like, I'm back again. You can't get rid of me.
Another Declan, another Curry.
Yeah. So it was fucking gold. Every time he comes on the screen, I'm just like,
I do love the bit in Garfield when Tim Curry comes on the screen.
Take this, you bitches.
Straight up, the first thing that we're seeing, from what I remember from my notes, basically, John is setting up to absolutely fuck.
But it's so weird because he's like, I wrote John's putting petals all over the floor, you know, because it's like he's going to propose to
Liz. Yeah.
Yeah. I keep forgetting her name, but like Liz. Yeah. So he's going to propose in his apartment. Like,
yeah, just he was going to do like a nice dinner for her and whatever and propose, you know, he's a man of he's salt of the earth, you know?
Yeah, he really is.
I think, what does he do? He's just like a writer, so I guess his world is
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he writes that Garfield comic.
His apartment is his, like, world.
Mm. So, yeah, so he's putting all petals, lighting candles, and I was like, John's gonna fuck Garfield?
But they kind of, like...
But then they kind of do it.
That, right? Because he actually kind of fucks it.
Yeah. Just a little bit. The soft core.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, because he does the thing where he starts, like, Garfield's like, John, you're proposing to me? I'm a cat, you fucking creep. And then, like, John just goes... He starts proposing to Garfield because he's like obviously practicing.
Yeah, he's actually because there's a photo of Liz, right?
Yeah. But Garfield's like, John, what are you talking about? There could be a legal issue. And I was like, John's gonna fuck Garfield.
Yeah. He's like, let's consummate the engagement.
So we get that, and then like. I don't know what, 5 minutes into the film, Bill Murray, as Garfield, starts doing Cat Scratch Fever on the sofa.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, we're back again.
Yeah. Well, because Liz shows up, Garfield's been doing his Cat Scratch Fever, like, knocking shit over.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, he turns it on, he turns the music on, and it makes John jump because it's super loud. So John just spills shit all over him.
Yeah.
And he's like, this guy has the fucking patience of a saint. Because he's just like, Garfield, come on, man. And his shirt is ruined.
It's red wine.
Yeah, he has to throw that shit in the fucking trash. Like, he goes to the door because Liz has shown up, and he like wipes his shirt a little with a fucking cloth, and then he's like, "Okay, cool, done." It's just like, is she not gonna be like, "What happened to your shirt?"
Yeah.
She just doesn't care.
Well, I guess she'll know. She knows Garfield.
Yeah,
she's
suppose.
Like, she'll open the door, and he's like, "Hey," and she's like, "Oh, Garfield started playing Cat Scratch Fever and very loud in the speakers. You spilled the red wine all over your shirt."
Yeah,
I see. Yeah,
and he's like. This is why I want to marry.
Yeah, yeah.
The only woman that would put up with a man with a cat. That fucking insane. But while he's at the door talking to her, Garfield just goes to the fucking dinner table and is like, oh, a nice fucking turkey. I'm just going to eat this.
Not just eat it. It's like he's going to fuck the turkey. Because he's like, he's picks it up and it's all like, you know... Like, oh, what's the word for it? It's very, like, personable. Like, it looks like
a
person.
You were attracted to the turkey.
Yeah, and I was like... but yeah, because he, like, picks it up and he's like, oh, you and me, baby, we're going to spend the night of our lives together. And I was like, he's going to fuck that turkey, John. John, turn around.
John, turn around. John, please stop him.
John, this cat's out of control.
Oh, man. Proposing to her while Garfield just fucking raw dogging a turkey in the back. Anyway, so then John's gonna propose to Liz, but her character, she's always just kind of like, you don't normally see much of her, but she's always just very like kind of always super positive, but then always kind of like oblivious to, because it's the whole thing of, oh, John's trying to either keep her from realizing something, like for example that maybe he was gone or whatever from the first film, or whatever. So John is like, clearly there's like rose petals all over the place. Yeah, I mean, god damn, and like fucking candles and shit everywhere. And he's like, I've got something really important to ask you. And she's like, mate, I'm going to fucking London. Yeah. I got this sweet ass like thing, the animal conservationists or whatever, they're all going over there, and I'm going over there as well, and we're going to get some money for something, or I don't know what was going on with that. I don't remember. And then she's like, oh, there's loads of petals and things. Like, what's, this is really nice. What's going on?
Yeah.
And John's just like, I trained Odie
to
not make... shit himself or something. Yeah. Like, he's just like, he's now house trained.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That's
with
so,
the
that's,
rose petals.
Yeah. She was like, that makes sense with the rose petals. Like,
but also she's kind of like, I was like, damn, savage. Because she's like, oh, I've got this great news. I've got to go pack. Bye. And I was like, also, like, there's
fuck
no...
Fuck his planned dinner.
Fuck his planned dinner, but also, like, she's like, oh, I'm going to London for work. It's going to be amazing. You're not invited. And I was like, okay. And then John, like, I guess he's kind of a ditz. But I was like, she's like, he's like, oh, my God. She's going to London. He's acting like she's moving to London. I was like, bro, she'll be back in like 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, fucking extreme. Because so she's like, I'm going to London. He's like, oh, I was going to propose and she just fucking blacked me. So he's like, I know, I'll go to London and surprise her somehow. I don't know what, she just, like, fucking said she was doing a speech somewhere in London.
I think she...
And then ran off.
Yeah, I think she says the name of the place. But then he, like, knows what hotel she's
staying at
as well. So.
And the room.
And the room, that's true, and the room.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just, like, he was like, it's okay for me, we're dating, I can just stalk her. Like, he's just, like, following her slowly, like...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Yeah. Just sat there, like, she's at the reception, like, desk for the hotel, booking the room, and he's kind of sat on a nearby seat with a newspaper, listening to the room number, and he's like, this is so goddamn fucking romantic.
Yeah. She's at the desk like, hi, I'm really sorry, I'm not staying in this hotel, I'm just really fucking scared. There's a guy been following me ever since I got on the plane from America. He's been watching me, following me, he got in a cab and just, like, followed me all the way here. I'm fucking terrified. Please call the police. Can you just, like, pretend I'm going up to my room so I could sit in the staff room and hide? Like, and he's like, she'll never see it coming.
Get him in the bag, baby. Yeah. But then, yeah, so you have the whole thing that they're all going... It's the sequel thing, right? We're all going to England. It's just like a thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get to England and everyone in England's like, cool, blimey, hello. They go to a pub and everyone's like, okie, okie, okie. Oi, oi, oi.
They do the fucking okie thing, yeah. That's so true. They literally show the two parts of British fucking, like, culture.
Yeah.
It's just the mansion where they're like, Jeeves, make me his bucket of tea. And then the fucking pub where they're like, oh, let's go fucking slosh that. Oh, yeah, let's fucking go football.
Yeah. And they're all wearing different coloured team shirts. They're all like rugby shirts as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, who's
what's
playing?
Going on?
What's going on? Yeah. Everyone's like, we're all happy. Yay. Who's playing? Don't know. What's playing? Don't know.
Drink.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
But he wants to leave Garfield at a kennel, right?
Yeah.
I forgot that crucial part of information.
Yeah, because, so he's like, he's dropping Garfield and Odie off at the kennel.
And they could have done two things, I guess. It, like, you're either like, well, I mean, they'd just break out and go to London. I mean, it's the Tale of Two Kitties, so that's probably what happens. But they could have been like, Garfield and Odie, house to themselves, wild party.
Yeah.
Oh, John's coming back in 2 days, and I've trashed the house with all my cats.
So we just watch him clean the house. That's the film.
It's Cat in the Hat.
Oh, for God's sake. No, is that literally the story? Fuck's sake.
They trash the blaze, and then the magical cat's like, come on, Odie. Or Conrad from Cat in the Hat and Dakota Fanning. We gotta clean this house. Don't worry, I'll sing a song about it. And then they clean the house, and it's great. We should watch Cat in the Hat, man.
Yeah, we are gonna do it at some point. We'll save it for like a special episode, maybe.
But yeah, so he drops them off, and to the receptionist, he's like, so Odie, you know, he's a dog. So I don't need to give you any instruction. Garfield is some like mystical being, which is animated. So so he obviously has lunch and dinner, and between each meal, give him a pan of lasagna.
Between each meal,
between each fucking, not just a plate, not just a portion, a fucking tray bait pan.
Yeah.
What the fuck is John doing?
John is the reason he's so fat.
He
literally is, like, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the idea, right? That it's like...
John is an enabler.
He says at some point... it's like, it's said at some point where he's like, you know, this guy is like the best, like, most loving owner ever or something. Like, he just like will pamper the absolute fucking shit. He'll treat you like a king.
Yeah.
And that's why there's like the similarity between the two of them, I guess.
But also, he's a terrible. The RSPCA.
But also,
she's like, okay, yeah, sure. We'll give your cat a pan of lasagna between each meal. All right, bye.
He's like, I know if you won't. I'll know if you don't do it.
Oh, is that the RSPCA? Yeah. This guy's feeding a fucking pan of lasagna between meals to a cat. They're like, we're on our way.
They're like, it's John, isn't it?
Yeah.
They already know.
Yeah, yeah. They go to London and...
Garfield just breaks out. Like, it's just some shoddy fucking cage.
Yeah,
just literally,
yeah.
Like, hammers the cage and then it opens. And him and Odie are like, cool. So they just... run away and jump in the car.
It's such a plot point where it's just like, I guess it wouldn't make sense for John to take his dog and cat with him to a trip to London. So I guess they just go to a pound and break out and then they
get in the car and then they go.
Yeah. Because it's like, I thought there was going to be more with it. They like dump out all his clothes and they're like, they do the reveal. He's like in London. He's like, hey, Liz, I've stalked you to London. She's like, what the fuck? And then they're in the hotel room. And then, like, the dog and the cat, like, burst out of his suitcase. And he's like, guys, you've replaced all of my clothes and belongings.
There's literally nothing in the bag.
Yeah.
My passport was
there. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how I got through the checks at the airport, but I can't go home.
Yeah, yeah. My wallet was in the bag. Yeah. I cannot afford this hotel.
Yeah.
and he's like, guys. And then that's it. Like, I was like, okay, cool, I guess.
They're in England now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I suppose, like, what can he do? He's not going to put them in a kennel in England.
Could have done.
I mean, maybe.
Could have shot him.
Yes. America. There's something moving in the bag. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. I thought he had a gun.
It was soft defense.
Yeah.
That's too real. So, like, I mean, I guess that she's like, I'm going to do the speech. And he's like, I didn't plan this, so I'm just going to chill in the hotel or something. Oh, no, he's like, oh, I'll go with you. She's like, okay, you're inviting yourself. Bye. so he goes with her to whatever the thing is. Like, they're showing him showing them round the castle or something?
I don't remember. There was like a thing beforehand and then they go and do the castle thing. Because right, he's not with her while she's doing her rounds.
Yeah.
He's off doing he's off like at home vibing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were joking together about doing like, oh, we can go and sightsee and go down look at all these places in London and shit.
Yeah. Because they get like, there's a bit where Garfield and Odie are like, in the hotel room, and I was like, this is the bit where I was like, our fears from the first episode have been confirmed.
Yeah.
We were like, Odie is thick as shit. This film is like, yes, Odie is indeed dumb as hell.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why he can't communicate with any animals.
Well, yes, but then on the other hand, he's also the only one that ever moves the plot forward.
He's like, a genius. He's and a genius. An idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. He's cursed by. He's both cursed and blessed.
Yeah. Because he's like, he'll be like, Garfield. This like so Garfield gets you know how it be. Garfield gets swapped with the cat. Plot happens.
So basically, the whole idea is there's this huge fucking mansion, kind of lord's estate or lady's estate, I think, because it was the woman that died.
Yeah.
When she passed away, she left everything to her cat.
Which I'm sure would just not.
I mean, I wouldn't. Hey, look. Pets have had like fucking crazy. Isn't there like. There's like a place where they have like a. Their mayor is a cat or whatever. Like, there's like, there's like weird shit. I'll look it up while we're talking, but there's like weird shit everywhere. I'm sure that people leave shit all up to their cat, and then it's just like, well, I mean, what do you do?
I guess.
I don't know. I don't know if it's possible, but it is in this universe.
Like, in a will, they'd just be like, I mean, the cat has to write, or what should we just say? Like, it just goes to you. I mean, you are the rightful heir, Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just say when the cat dies, you get it all. Oh, no, the cat died. Guess you get it all. It's fine. We don't care. I mean, it's a cat. He's not paying taxes, so.
So, Stubbs is a cat who was the honorary mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska, from 1997 until his death in 2017.
Damn!
Yeah.
That's a good run.
20-year run.
Yeah. Damn.
That's wild.
And that's his mayorship.
Yeah.
He
was born in April and then made mayor 2 months later.
That's so some campaign.
That's that's the fucking campaign of a lifetime. He was like, I literally was born for this role. And I will die in it. Literally. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like,
cool.
I like the sound of his.
Yeah, I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, there's like loads of shit like that. I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah. But Odie's like, yeah, so.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. So you have this estate, and everything's left to the cat, and then it's established that Billy Connolly. I always do that.
Billy Connolly?
Colony. Billy. We did this before, I think. I feel like we've done this joke about it, like Billy Colonizer or something like that, because we kept saying it wrong. Yeah. I feel like we did. Anyway, Billy Boy, I'll call him.
Billy Boy.
Tim Curry. Yeah, because Tim Curry plays the cat in The Estate who looks exactly like Garfield.
Yeah, yeah.
And, Billy Boy wants all of the shit for himself so that he can turn it all into a big kind of fucking complex, like, I thought there was, like, a kind of, not like a theme park type thing, but like a big kind of luxury kind of resort, I think, maybe. Like a housing resort thing.
There was, like, apartments and then
all sorts of shit.
Like, a big open space. Yeah.
Like, but he wants to basically, it's the classic thing, he wants to turn something nice and sacred into money.
Yeah.
But obviously he can't because of the cat. And when they're reading the will, the, like, three kind of people, I can't remember what they called them, but the people who are like reading the will to him, they say, like, until the cat is dead, everything belongs to him. And he's like, dead, you say? Yes. And I just thought, like, why would you tell someone?
Yeah.
Why would you tell, like, somebody the only thing between you and the extensive amount of money? Wealth, like all the wealth, all of the land,
possessions,
all of this stuff, is this cat until this cat passes away.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, uh-huh, okay.
I feel like the solicitors were like, and everything goes to the cat. Are you fucking kidding? Well,
there's no paperwork for this. There's literally no paperwork. I'm going to have to write and create rules that fit this.
Yeah, and then he's like, look, this is some bullshit. Until the cat dies, yeah. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. It, like, gives him a fucking gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hands it to him.
And let's be real, this cat's been eating fucking, like, the British equivalent of lasagna, yeah. I guess. He's gonna die soon.
It's like the shitty stereotype, like, version of lasagna. Like, some weird shit. Like, I guess it's like weird upper class shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Weird posh
shit.
Like cat caviar.
But yeah, so, Billy Boy.
Billy Boy. Oh, God, like, I can't even say it. Connolly.
Yeah. It's so weird. I'm just like, throughout the film, I was like, just kill the cat. Like,
yeah, I know.
Because he's like, he doesn't kill the cat.
He doesn't want to draw suspicion to himself, right?
I guess so, but like, how hard would it be? This is my fucking saying. How hard would it be to stab a cat in the face and bury it? Like, I mean, come on, it's a cat. Like,
yeah, I mean, he puts him in a picnic basket and then just fucking yeets the picnic basket off of like a, I don't know what you call it, because it's not a waterfall, because it's not huge, but it's like a small little kind of, it's like a mini little waterfall.
It's like a water feature.
Yeah, but like it's like a big river and it kind of does like a big drop.
Yeah.
And he just chucks him. And I was like, that cat's fucking dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You've done it. He's dead. And he's in the river as well. So whatever fucking damage he's just taken from you chucking him and then hitting the water, he's probably going to drown. Like, that's it. He's gone.
Well, I might have a counter argument because he sees, like, he chucks it, but then you see the basket floating and the basket isn't locked. Like, because you see Tim Curry, the man Tim Curry.
The man Tim Curry get out of the basket.
I'm in a basket. I feel wild and free. Yeah, he like pops his head out and he's like, oh, fuck, or whatever. So,
I mean, the thing is, how watertight is a picnic basket?
I guess, but if it's, like, so light, it's just floating on the surface.
Yeah. And
I
was like, not with that fat cat in it, but yeah.
Yeah, but he pokes his head out. I was like, he could just climb out. And cats could swim pretty
even
well.
Even if they don't like it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I was like, I mean, he'd just climb out. He's like, I mean, weak try. Try again.
Yeah. Cool. I'll just walk back home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so he goes down into the sewer system.
Floats on down to London, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, how does Garfield get to the castle?
So, what happens is the classic thing where John is going to head out with Liz. And Garfield goes to leave with him, and he's like, no, Garfield, you got to stay here, because I'm not taking you with me. And Garfield's like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna fucking join you.
Yeah.
Because he kind of has the same, I guess last time it was more about Odie, but it's the same kind of thing of Garfield kind of being like, initially anyway, where he's like, oh, like, can't, like, he hid the wedding ring and all this kind of stuff, because he's like, what, you're going to leave me for her and all this kind
Garfield
of stuff?
Garfield has separation anxiety.
Yeah, he says that in the thing, right?
Oh, does he? Yeah, I don't.
Well, he says with the kennel, he was like, I think, you know, he's got a bit of separation anxiety. But I was like, you're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
One thing I do love that they do, though, is, I felt it more in this one than in the first one, but it is definitely in the first one still. Because obviously nobody understands Garfield and what he's saying. But it's just such a good job at, like, what you could imagine a cat would be like and what they would be saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, when Garfield shows up and he, like, climbs out of the suitcase and he's like, what the fuck, Garfield? How the fuck are you here? Like, obviously doesn't question, like, how a cat And his cat and his dog managed to put themselves in his suitcase, zip themselves up, and all this stuff, which he knows that he packed and put in the car initially. But anyway,
and would have picked up and been like, but this feels weird. It's squirming around, like, and the weight's different.
And then he's like kicking it. But like the fact that then Garfield just rolls out and he's like, oh, I need food, I need water, I need to pee. And then he says, you know, he needs a litter box. So then he just gets up, walks over to the toilet, and he's like, all right, this is my office now. I'm going to go in here. Like, you get me some food. Like, I'm going to be chilling, blah, blah, whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what a fucking cat would be like. You know what I mean? Just walking around and being like, so I'm going to claim this place as mine. Yeah. And you need to get started on food for me. Please and thank you. Like, that's one thing that I really love about the way that it's because it's Bill Murray as well. Like, he's just like, you know, I just do what I fucking like. I don't give a fuck.
So
they go to they kind of go to like,
that's it.
You know, they try to leave after what's his face, John. Yeah.
So
and that's when they get picked up by the butler.
Yeah, because the butler's like, the fucking cat's missing. And then
what did the butler sound like? Tim Curry. Everyone's Tim Curry.
I plan everyone.
I'm my own butler.
Tim, we can get you a real butler. No, I like the challenge.
Get me some tea. Okay, then.
As you wish, sire. He's got the half and half suit.
Yeah. Like. Half is just an animated cat.
Yeah. Half is Tim, how the fuck do you do that? I'm a mystical being.
He is.
The butler's like, there's that fucking cat. Come back here. I knew you were out. Well, he's not like that. He's like, my lord.
Yeah. It's wholesome. He fucking loves that cat.
He loves that cat. Also, back to the will thing. Don't they leave something to the butler?
No. I think that they basically say, like, you know, it's kind of funny because it's wholesome because it's clearly what the butler just loves doing. Like, he loves he loves those animals and the family, and he loves looking after them and all this kind of stuff. But all I remember in the will is that it was like, hey, Mr. Butler, you can stay on and look after all the animals for me. And you'll always have a home in Carlisle.
Yeah.
But I was like, they're just like, don't quit the job, please. Just stay here, buddy. Stay here.
Okay, because I couldn't remember. I was like, did he get, like, part of the land?
They're like,
or
I'm leaving you my Bugatti.
Yeah.
He's like, I want the Bugatti.
But yeah, so the butler picks up Garfield, and then at the same time, Tim Curry, the man, not the cat, pops out of the sewer. Because he's it. He's like, remember, I was it before Bill Skarsgård. So he pops out the sewer, and then Odie's like, hey, Garfield, it's Garfield. Let's go home. You're Garfield. And then the prince is like, I think his name is Prince.
His name is Prince,
So Prince... The guitarist.
Yeah. Tim Curry, the guitarist called Prince.
Look at me, I've got a purple guitar.
I'm playing it with my teeth.
People are like, ah.
He's playing, it's like, what?
It's not plugged in either.
Yeah.
It's just making all the noise.
It's acoustic.
Yeah. What was I saying? Yeah, so Prince. They swap positions.
Yeah, they swap positions basically. But then, actually, I don't know why it was that they jumped out originally. Because John was in the apartment, right? Because Garfield.
I think John goes out.
John does. Okay, so John goes out. I'm thinking of later on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so John's out and then he sees them both. Like, Odie's like, oh, John! John here! Garfield! here as well, John. And then Prince.
I know, I like the idea that in Odie, if you could hear Odie's thoughts, it's just...
Yeah.
Like, he's just, there's just nothing. Nothing there. Because he just, every time, he's just looking around, just like... You know what I mean? Until something happens and he's like, all right, John, look at this fucking newspaper, right? Garfield's there. Can we, can we go?
But that's the thing, right? Odie, like, this is the same dog. Like, so Odie kind of realizes what's going on, and then he's like, hey, John, look at this map with all the thing, Carlisle Castle. Look, that's where Garfield is. Let's go there, because that's also where Liz is going. Come on, John. And John's like, you're a very clever dog. I'm impressed you managed to articulate that to me.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, he's the same dog that Garfield was playing with in the fucking apartment in London.
Yeah.
Where he's like, look, Odie, here's the squeaky toy. You can literally
in
hear
my
it
hand.
In my hand. And Odie's just staring into a cupboard like,
where is it? Where is
it? I mean, like, it's the whole like joke that or the kind of like joke theory that people have that Garfield and I guess maybe Odie are like Lovecraftian beings.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like the whole weird thing where he can talk and you know. But yeah, so
weird. I mean, there's a great bit where it's before. It's like Garfield out on the town with Odie, and they're on an open top bus.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And like, Odie's just wearing a little police hat for a dog for no reason.
Yeah.
Just on the bus.
Yeah.
And then he's never got it on again.
I mean, I could well imagine some scene where they're like on the bus, and then there's like a. Maybe the person selling them, or just somebody who had it, and they're like, oh, it's so cute. Let me just put this little hat on him.
Yeah, and Odie's
and they
like,
just run off. Odie's like, hat. I wear hat. He is adorable, though. He's
that
just,
dog's a good dog.
He's a good dog. He's a good boy. Yeah, he's so adorable.
But yeah, so like, I mean...
So they do the big swap.
They do the big swap, and then it's just a bunch of like shenanigans for a bit. Like,
oh, yeah. So this like estate has this whole like barnyard kind of section to it, and they've got loads and loads of animals. They've got fucking cows and sheep and ducks and ferrets and mice and everything. They have loads and loads and loads of things. Because she was an animal person, I guess. But they basically find out the whole thing where Billy Boy is trying to gain the control of the estate and everything so that he can turn it into his own fucking paradise land. And we see him talking to this... she's like a estate lady or something.
She
like,
is a solicitor, it turns out.
Solicitor, yeah. I mean, we find out more later on anyway, but...
But I think she is just another solicitor, but it turns out they're actually...
In cahoots. Yeah, so, but basically he's talking to her and being like, oh, I want to gain control of the estate so I can do all of this stuff and make all of these, like, huge, big fucking resort buildings and all this kind of stuff. And she was like, oh, what about the barnyard with all the little barnyard animals? Like, you're going to have, like, a little kids' play area or something with them? And he was like, watch this. Just fucking takes the whole section off and he's like, I'm going to fucking... chase him off or kill him.
he completely misreads the situation. Yeah. She's like, and what about the animals? Are you going to do something nice? But he takes it as, she's like, and what are you going to do about the animals? Those disgusting animals. He's like, completely on the same page as you.
I hear you. Yeah. I read you.
We're going to fucking burn him alive. Let's go. Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah, so he basically wants to do this, and then the animals find out and whatever. So even though that they know that Garfield isn't the same cat, or, you know, he's not Prince because he doesn't act like one. He acts like a dickhead.
Yeah.
they're like, look, he's not Prince, but we need him so that we don't die.
Yeah.
So we've got to
keep
him alive and whatever. So like, yeah, the whole hunting ground thing just doesn't make sense because it's not what, there is a point where he's like clay pigeon shooting.
Yeah.
And then the butler's there with him, and then he sees like a rabbit in a something else. I can't remember what, like a fucking sheep or something. I don't know what it was, but it was a rabbit and something. And he goes to like point the gun at them to it was a duck, I think. Yeah. And he was going to basically shoot them. And The butler's like, "Oh, sir, you better be careful. You'd almost hit the animals. You wouldn't want to do that." And he's like, no, I wouldn't do that at all. And then as soon as the butler's back is turned, he then aims his gun again as if he's going to shoot them. But then I'm like, so the butler turns his back and then he would have shot the animal, and then the butler would turn around again and be like, "Oh my God, you just fucking shot the animal. You did that on purpose.
There's no
way you didn't do that.
Yeah.
The clay pigeon shooting's over here.
Yeah, yeah.
You just turn like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
And I just watched you aim and point that. It's like, no, it's just...
And it sort of backfired.
Yeah.
Hey, money talks, you know?
Yeah, man. That's how it be.
There is a bit where I like how they're... So the animals are like, "Oh, Garfield, do a speech, calm down all the people,
all your subjects."
Yeah, and it's just Bill Murray doing a fucking stand up set or whatever, and one of the animals goes like, "Oh, he's on the catnip again." And I like to imagine that just the Tim Curry cat has like fucking sit just moments of relapse where he just like hard hits catnip and he's like, "I'm fucking lost his spies." And they're like, "Oh, he's going again. He's going on about like, now he sounds like Bill Murray." I mean, yeah.
He's on the catnip.
Yeah, he's on the catnip.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
just shenanigans and just stuff. Shenanigans, and he's like they kind of do a little bit of the whole, you know, they all live in a very proper way where they have royal things and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, "I want a fucking skin on the floor. Gonna break shit. Yeah.
Let me sing Black Eyed Peas, baby." Oh my God,
yeah. Honestly, the Black Eyed Peas are like his fucking theme.
Yeah.
Like any of their songs are just like a Garfield theme. It's so strange, like why they chose. I know it's like that era.
That era, yeah.
But yeah.
But, like, so there's a bit where they're doing things. Odie and Prince don't get much play. It's mainly about Garfield. But
yeah.
they're like, "Sire, we've made you this log of shit," or whatever.
I can't remember what they call it. It's like the Carlisle something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's intestines and shit wrapped in sheepskin.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, "I don't want this, I want lasagna." They're like, "We don't know how to make lasagna." So Garfield just fucking goes to the kitchen with all the animals. He's like, "Don't worry, guys, I'll teach you how to make lasagna." And I was like, okay, one, how the fuck does a cat, I know he loves lasagna, loving lasagna and making lasagna, two very different things. Also, they're like making the lasagna from scratch. Do you know how fucking long lasagna takes to make? They're making the pasta from scratch.
Yeah.
That takes like, that's got to fucking rise, dude. You got to build up the gluten strands in the pasta. That takes days. And Garth was like, "I can only have lasagna." And I was like, mate,
this guy's going to starve.
He's going to starve, or just have something else while you wait. Just order some lasagna.
Yeah.
Like an Uber Eats. I mean,
they implied that he eats other foods and just has lasagna in between meals. So he could eat other things.
Yeah. He just wants lasagna.
Although, I did just think, they offered him, like, this royal meal that we see the prince have, like, at the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
That is, like, intestines and other things and whatever wrapped in sheepskin.
Yeah, it's cannibalism.
But it's like, well, I mean, we're not really cannibal because it's not cat that he's eating. But that means, like, is it, I'm assuming, obviously, it's not from, like, the fine mad animals. But they're all fine being like, oh, yeah, he's eating sheepskin.
And then the fucking
sheeps, you know, the sheep over in the fucking barnyard are like, yeah, that's, I mean, this is the world we live in.
Yeah. It was Dave.
That was my uncle.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, we're the animals in the kitchen making it. So,
let me taste test, see if it's good.
Let me stuff your ancestor's liver into my ancestor's intestine.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can make something out of it.
Waste not, want not.
Yeah.
But there is cannibalism because they make the lasagna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there is, yeah.
And then Garfield, which is, I was like, man, Garfield's on some different shit because the Garfield I know and love wouldn't be sharing that lasagna for anyone.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, yeah, everyone enjoy. It's fucking great. You've never had lasagna? You'll fucking lose your mind if you have lasagna. They all have it, including the cow. And I was like,
that shit's definitely beef.
That's beef lasagna, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I did not see any corn in that kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
And Garfield would not substitute corn. Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Also, the fucking, you know, the chickens eat, like, making the pasta with eggs. And they're like,
oh my God, yeah.
This is our unfertilized embryos.
Yeah. Take my children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just fucking wild, man.
Oh my God.
Right. Now, there's something I need to bring up.
Sure.
I know.
Is this related to the film?
Related to the film, right. It's, like, just a bit of lore about Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Right.
So, Carlisle Castle...
Yeah.
...is a real place.
Oh.
But Carlisle Castle in real life is in Carlisle, and it's a castle...
Right.
...not like a palace, so, like... A fucking, you know, brick with a moat and,
yeah,
like, defensible position.
Right.
Right? Now, the palace they used is actually Castle Howard.
Oh, so not Blenheim, like we thought.
Which is not Blenheim. Which is near York, which is 124 miles away from London. And Carlisle Castle
right.
is 225 miles away from London.
Yeah.
And there's also a place called Carlisle House, which is closer to London. It's right. about 25 miles away.
Right.
Which is a community centre built in the 80s. So, so either it's like the one in Carlisle... Which is, fucking, you know...
Miles and miles.
Miles and miles away. Because we see Prince. He's, oh, is it Prince? Or one of them's like, oh shit, we need to go to the castle. Let's just go.
Prince has to make his own way. And then, Odie and what's his face? Drive there.
Yeah, John, yeah,
Drive
yeah.
there. But Odie kind of... He does hit, because we see a point where he looks at a sign and it says it's 28 miles away and he's already been journeying for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he's been, like, hitching rides on the back of cars and shit like that. But
it would 225 miles.
Yeah.
So I was just like...
Keeping himself on track.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Because then I was like, if this place... She's gone to London to do this speech at this castle. If it's fucking 225 oh, yeah, miles away, why she go to? Why didn't she fly to Manchester?
Yeah,
or somewhere like anyway. Pedantic.
Yeah, but. She's just like, oh, they're holding the meeting, they're holding the conference over down in London, and then they want us to go all the way to bloody Carlisle.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
now my fucking boyfriend that I've been seeing for 6 months has just fucking shown up in London at this hotel here when I was planning on taking the plane back from here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
he's like, oh, are you gonna marry me?
Yeah, she's like, this is the stopper. This is my personal hotel that I've booked for me. The one that they've booked for me for the conference is actually in Luton.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work.
No, that's supposed to be. Yeah. I don't know why they did
it's
that.
It's in Blackpool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, I just thought it was funny. Because I was like, it's kind of like, I was trying to, it was me being like, oh, what palace is that? And I typed in Carlisle Castle, and I was like, that that's, it.
Yeah, yeah. That's far away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so fucking...
I mean, so yeah, we have all the shenanigans, and then obviously Billy Boy Connolly is kind of stunted seeing that Garfield, or Princess he thinks yeah, is alive. So he's like, oh, fuck, well, I've told the like solicitors that he's disappeared, yeah, yeah. and they're like, "Huh, sounds suspicious that he's yeah. gone." And he's like, "No, not at all. You know, cats just, you know, they run away sometimes
yeah, yeah.
if their owner dies and they're sad. So the estate's mine, right, isn't it? And they're like, I guess.
Well, he's like, I mean, the cat's not here, and also, how can you keep track of a cat with all this wealth? Like,
yeah,
just fucking give it to me. This is ridiculous.
But yeah, so then Garfield shows back up, and the solicitor's going to come around on Monday. So he's like, I need to kill Prince, as he thinks it is, before Monday, which they probably deliberately did because of the whole, like, he hates Mondays thing. Yeah. And they're like, oh, Monday's the deadline. I don't know.
Because they have a line where he's like, they're like, oh, he's going to kill him on before Monday. And then Garfield does a thing like, I decree that I hate Mondays for no specific reason. So there shall now be no Mondays. Tomorrow is Tuesday. And then they do it. It's like a gag.
The little gag. Like,
okay, well, we got to say him by Tuesday.
But yeah, and then, you know, you get the Vinny Rottweiler. Is it Rottweiler?
Yeah.
Where
he goes, I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah. And then fucking runs into a brick wall. So Billy Connolly is like, oh, smell this pillow that the cat's been on. Oh, you want to rip the fucking cat in half, don't you?
Yeah.
You just want to fucking, God, you just want to fucking rip him up. What is it with the dog? Like, why? Surely if the dog's been on that property for all that time, he would have grown accustomed to the animals, like the cat and everyone.
Because
the other animals, like, he is thick as shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's basically like fucking classically conditions him in the space of like 30 seconds. And he's like, see the pillow? Kill, kill the pillow. All right, now go and kill the cat.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, go. Cool. Feeling pretty hungry.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't. So he's chasing Garfield and then Garfield like gives him some trousers and then he's like,
well, it wasn't even him, it's the other animals. So he's not fussed about the other animals.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what's his name, like Ronnie or something? Or something like Ronnie.
I can't remember.
And then they're just like, Ronald, I think. Is it Ronald? But they're just like, oh, hey, look, smell these trousers. Now you want to bite Billy Connolly in the nuts.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
And he does. And he was like, does. Billy Connolly's dead because of Rottweiler's bite. That's fucking, there's a good meaty chunk out of your cock.
Yeah.
Blood loss.
Yeah. But all your entire genitals are gone.
Yeah, yeah.
There is nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and he's trying to off Garfield. And that's when we sort of get like Prince makes his journey to go back to the castle.
Yeah. My man as well, just like fucking like the, there's a bit before where Garfield like gets locked up. He's like, ah, I've got you, Garfield, who I think is Prince.
Mm.
Get in the prison that's part of this palace for some reason. Oh yeah, they just have a cell.
Guess because they could be like, oh, it's a castle that dates back to when they would have that.
Yeah.
But
it's just
seems like they kept it like in condition.
Yeah, they're like, we need that.
We have a prison cell.
Yeah, and he just chucks him in there and I was like, I thought your whole thing was you need to kill him, so why like get on with it, man.
Yeah.
But
he's in there, just shoot him.
Yeah, yeah.
While he's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's like, we get the butler like come in there. What's going on? Oh yeah, so John is with Prince, I think.
No, he's with
he's with
John,
Odie.
John and Odie are basically what happens is Odie moves the plot along because he's like, you guys are all dumbasses.
Yeah, yeah.
So when Prince is at home, Odie brings their little guide to him of like castles of Europe. Castles of England.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, look at this. And Prince is like, because Prince is living Garfield's life. And I like the idea that because of how pampered Garfield is, which, I mean, yeah, it makes sense, but that's why he's so lazy.
Yeah.
Because Prince, who was like, oh, I'm regal and I need to go back to my castle or whatever. And then after being there with John, he's just like, oh man, I've eaten lasagna and fucking watching TV and sleeping. There was something I wanted to do, but I don't even know what it was. I'm just going to go back to sleep. And then Odie was like, look at this fucking map. And then he's like, oh shit, Castle Carlisle. Yeah. I live there. Yeah. I should go back.
Yeah, yeah.
So he makes his like journey back. And then obviously, he just jumps out the window and John is like, oh fuck, Garfield, what are you doing? And then when John can't find him, they're sat on a park bench, and Odie's just like, all right, got to jump in this, grab this fucking newspaper out this bin.
Yeah, yeah.
John, have a look at the newspaper article with a picture of Garfield on it that says that, like, princes own the, estate. And then John's like, oh my God, what if one of them has mistaken him for Garfield and puts everything together like in a stupid way?
But no, but it's like the fucking, he rolls up to the, to the castle with Odie in the car. The butler's there and he's like, hello. And then, John just like, he's like, oh, I have a cat. Garfield's a cat. And this cat's a cat. They look the same, the cat. And then this guy just instantly, he's like, ah, I see. I now understand the plot.
Like
of
an
the
anime.
Film.
He's an anime. An anime protagonist just being like, he like adjusts his glasses and he's like, huh.
Yeah, he's
so
like,
it appears
I see.
That I understand everything that's just gone on.
Yeah, what's happened? There are two cats. Both look the same, and they've swapped places, and now one of them is in a spot of bother. And John's just like,
he's being chased at this very moment by a Rottweiler named Ronald.
He likes trousers.
Billy Connolly is lying in a pool of his own blood after having lost his entire genitals.
That's why I left. Because I was like, I'm not cleaning that shit up.
So they're all sort of, everyone's kind of convening all on the castle all at once. You've got all the solicitors that have shown up. Billy Connolly is trying to chase Garfield and Prince around because they're giving him the old switcheroo, he's over there, but then he turns around and he's over there because it's the other one, and he's running back and forth and getting his clothes all torn up and losing his mind. The fucking lady solicitor that he was trying to bang before, she shows up and he's like, oh yeah, just go and sit in this room, like pushes her in a room and he's like, go sit down in the room, and then closes the door. So then, you know, you've got the kind of comedic, they're all waiting for him and he's like, yeah, just 1 minute, oh, I'm just trying to kill this cat, and he's losing his mind and they're chasing him around and whatever, and he just ends up like, I always like that kind of thing with kids films where someone like him, the bad guy at the end, he's just, like, fucked up. He's all torn up, his hair's crazy, and he's just lost it. And he's just like, the cats are everywhere! The animals are after me!
Because, the piece de la resistance is when the ferret fucking... ferret runs up, I've written, he's biting his cock! Because the ferret runs up, like, his trouser leg, and he's like... oh, I'll have some leg meat. And then he goes, on second thought, I'll have some white meat. And we both looked at each other and were like, he's eating his cock!
He's eating his cock!
Write that down! Write that down! He's eating his cock!
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, I guess they never go home because they're just like, I mean, this castle's pretty sweet.
Yeah, because they never actually like, confirm whether Garfield was like the long lost, because the fucking bulldog, when he's showing him around, knowing that Garfield is Garfield, he's like, oh, but sire, you're the long lost child of the fucking cat family. But was he just saying that?
I think he was just saying that to convince him to.
But they all look exactly... he's like, oh, here are all your ancestors. And it's all the portraits of the people who've owned the castle before. Yeah, and they all have an exact replica of Garfield with them.
And one of them looks a bit like John as well.
One of them, looks like John.
It's just fucking weird. But, so at the end, they're all doing, like, a big pool party. Because you're like, oh, I guess they had a pool this whole time.
Yeah, probably. It's a big estate.
Yeah.
Why not?
And they're like, yeah, cool. And John and Liz are just there with the butler as well, just chilling. Because the butler's like, you guys could stay if you want, I don't know you. But yeah,
he's like, it's going to get pretty lonely around here now.
Yeah.
It's just me and the animals.
Yeah.
Literally nobody lives here.
Yeah, you guys can live, so I guess they just live here now. But the one thing that, like, really, I mean, I don't really have many more notes we can do.
There's one thing I'll mention at the end, which is like, one of my favorite bits of the film, but yeah.
Well, this is my favorite bit because it really summarizes my opinion of the film.
Right.
Because it's Tim Curry saying,
Bust a move, man. And it has made my life. I feel complete. He said that and I was like, bad film, good.
You're like, done it. I'm done. I that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah. We can stop the podcast. No more episodes.
Yeah, it's so good because they're doing the big dance thing at the end. And then he's like, could you do the Carlisle jig? Yeah. And he's like, fucking starts like Irish dancing and shit, doing some like, you know, tiptoes, tap dance and shit. And then Garfield's like, oh yeah, let me watch me bust a move. Like, oh yeah. And then,
bust a move, man. Oh, fucking gold.
But yeah, I think there was one bit which was pretty much the only thing that I remember, because we both saw this film when we were younger and stuff. Individually, we didn't see it at the same time. We didn't know each other back then.
No, we did, but then we erased our memories.
That's true. I did forget that because we erased it. Because
we went into Castle Oblivion.
King of Us.
Gorge!
Take me! this is all. Just don't worry about it.
My gutsy's dripping!
You'll have no idea.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, but no, my favourite bit, because the only bit I remembered where Garfield's walking past some like hedges and Prince has got to the estate at the same time. And then it's like this hedge that acts like almost like a mirror because they're moving in the exact same way.
Yeah.
And then they kind of stop and go back at the exact same time. And they're looking at each other like, huh? Like, is this a mirror? Yeah. Like, what is this? And it's just like funny and silly because you're like, why would Prince ever do that anyway? Garfield's doing very Garfield-y things.
Yeah.
But Prince is doing all the exact same stuff. And then because he's trying to like do unexpected kind of movements and stuff to trick him because he's like, this isn't a reflection, this is someone mimicking me at the same time. And then whenever Garfield isn't looking behind him at Prince is kind of not doing what Garfield's doing, but just sort of watching him. But he kind of has like a grin, like he's enjoying it, like he's kind of being like, haha, yes, I'm taking a piss. But like, he didn't know anything about Garfield until that point, right?
No.
So he just sees this other guy and he's like, I gotta fuck with him.
Yeah.
Don't know who he is, don't know why he's here, gotta fuck with him.
He enjoys the finer things in life.
Yeah. So that was like the only bit I remembered of that film.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like a funny, because then he, the way that he like gets Prince to break, and stop copying him, it's because he ends this big like dance move by having his face like super far, like super close to him and just breathing out. And the idea that Garfield's breath is so bad that Prince just like collapses.
Good. Gold.
Golden.
But yeah, bad film good.
Yeah, bad film good. Bad film better than the first one.
Yeah.
100%, I think I
like this more. I think it's better.
Yeah.
And the story's like been done 1,000 times and it's so generic, but it's a kid film, works.
Yeah,
works
it doesn't better. It doesn't need to be anything crazy. It's just fun, good fun, and you're there to see Bill Murray and Tim Curry.
Yeah, the Murray Curry duo.
The Murray Curry special.
Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, Tim Curry is in the film.
Yeah.
So therefore, bad film good. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of everything. But as always. Oh, wait, no.
Whoa. But as always, goodbye. All right, that's it.
But as always, I've got to plug the fucking show. If you want to keep up to date, we're on Instagram and TikTok at BadFilmGood, all one word.
We got a brand new spicy logo. Courtesy of Aiden.
And
paint.
It really sums up the quality that we have.
I think there's a charm to the quality.
Yeah, buy a paint.
You know, it doesn't need to be some like high level professional shit. Made it in paint. paint looks good.
It's made of paint. We sat yesterday.
We were like, just move this one a little bit.
And yeah, then I was like, what? I can't. I have to like cut this one out and shift the word film so I can move the arrow a bit and then remove the word film.
And just paste more like black space over the cut out bit.
He's like, all right, fill all the white bit that's been cut out. Yeah, so did that. So yeah, Instagram, Twitter at Bad From Good.
If you not wanna, Twitter, TikTok.
Not Twitter, TikTok.
What? Thanks. Twitter.
Let that sink in. If you want to get into contact with us and tell us your own real life dumb shit or suggest some films you wanted to see us do, give us an email. badfilmgood@gmail.com.
Yes. I mean, technically we do have Twitter because it's there, but it's just there so that, you know...
You could tweet us if you want.
You could tweet us if you want, but I'm not going to check it. No, don't think I even have it set up on my phone. Just to, you know, stop anyone from impersonating us, because people, I'm sure, would do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we're that big and popular.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, there's only a few more steps to being, like... awful. Like, I mean, we say some pretty awful stuff.
Yeah, that's like, okay, right, yeah.
There is a line, but it's not that far away.
We won't cross the line, but we'll go up and say hi now and then. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
But yeah, so if you want to help us a show, we could do is give it as a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform.
Yes.
That would be nice. Or tell a friend. That would be good as well.
Tell Tim Curry.
Yeah, tell...
I've heard about a show.
Dude, if we could get a fucking shout out from Tim Curry, that would just be amazing. Could you imagine?
Shout out to Bad Film Good. My favorite podcast in the whole world. Yeah, bitches.
But as always.
Yeah. Oh, what's next week's film?
Next week.
Oh no, that smile makes me worried.
Next week is Elektra.
Elektra, yeah. As in like the Marvel
character.
They Elektra. Made a. Oh, it's bad, isn't it? It's gonna be really bad.
Like nodding hysterically.
Okay. Right off the back of Guardians 3.
Yeah.
Which is just so incredible. What a fucking great film.
Hey, man, this could... Guardians 3 could be inspired by Elektra. You don't know. But yeah, as always...
Isn't that Phil Collins?
Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was.
You were just like... like a news announcement. Phil Collins?
That was it. AI Wars. It's where we put up InspireBot against Image Flip to see which one's funnier.
Yeah.
And Aiden
steadily more over time regrets the fact that he left InspireBot.
No, because I said that off recording, so it doesn't count. It's currently InspireBot 4, Image Flip 2. And look, last week I was like, oh, I can pull it back, and then you just pull something out. And this week I'm like, I mean, it's probably gonna be fine too.
Yes, I thought you were gonna be like, but this week
it's just as bad. This fucking
it's just as bad.
It's just as bad. I was kind of hoping, like, I mean, maybe if AI is truly listening to us, then maybe
they'd band together and help you out.
Be like Tim Curry memes, but no, wasn't to be. So
yeah,
fuck it, I'll go first.
Yeah,
mine is the it's the old dude at the computer. Hide the Pain, Harold.
Oh yeah, fucking great.
Yeah, and it's like. It's like, I don't want to play Fortnite. I am playing Fortnite.
Sad.
That's what I got. And now give us your good one.
Okay, so on the Inspirobot side of the fence over here, we've got a...
Just change this to a 5.
That's where I just pull some, like, rancid, like, stupid, doesn't even work. And I'm like,
oh, you let me down!
No, so it's like a... this one's quite interesting because, I mean, the background on Inspirobot is all on black anyway. So this image itself is on black. So like it kind of, fits. It makes like the whole webpage, like one big kind of like image.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got this darkened kind of basement that's only, kind of illuminated by the torchlight of a silhouette on the right hand side. They're kind of looking around. It's kind of very noir, very mysterious. And the text in the center of the screen just says, "You have the potential of becoming a secluded ass pirate." That's right, a secluded ass pirate.
What?
But like, does it mean that like there's no hyphen, so it's not like a secluded ass pirate?
It's like, does it mean secluded a secluded ass pirate? Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I'm telling you now, if I'm anything,
it doubled
I'm
down. An ass pirate. It doubled down. Yeah, it did. I can't believe it doubled down.
It doubled down.
It was like, you fucking heard me. A secluded ass pirate.
Hey, man, if I'm going to be one kind of pirate, I'm going to be an ass pirate. You know what I'm saying?
Delicious. Dinner for days. I eat ass.
Tim Curry's famous catchphrase. Yeah. I eat ass.
I eat ass. You heard me right. I'm doubling down.
I'm an ass pirate. Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, that's 5-2. Cool. That's it. And we'll see you for Electra.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. I gotta eat some ass, you dirty little slut.